Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Planning Authority evening. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Planning Authority committee meeting for this evening. Just a reminder to have the phones on either silent or off, please. And also, all persons in attendance are advised that it's council policy to record council meetings in accordance with council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Item 1.0, apologies. We have an apology from Alderman Milne for this evening's meeting. Item 2.0, declarations of interest. Do we have any declarations of interest? No. Item 3.1, planning applications approved under delegated authority from the 1st of November to the 25th of March. The recommendation that we that is to be received. Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a second? Thank you, Alderman Perry. Alderman Goodwin? Thank you. Alderman Perry? Thank you. Any comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Chair to reply.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.1. The Hotel Industry Assessment Against Performance Criteria for 215 to 221 Tarleton Street East, Devonport.
I'll move the recommendation, Madam Mayor. That I'll second.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Matthews. Alderman Goodwin.
Thanks, Mayor. And look, I've moved it. I'm not that sure that I'm going to vote for it, but just what I'm concerned about more than anything is looking through you to Mr. May, or the planner, next year planning. This access, the ingress of Riverview Avenue. So I don't know if you've considered it, but Riverview Avenue is further, as you know, it's further north than the existing ingress into the bottle shop, and you're getting that much closer to that right hand turn when the traffic comes down from behind the edge, behind the Argus into the junction, they run around that slip road to the left. And then you get the traffic coming down from Tarleton Street. So there's two lanes and they merge into one. So there's a fair bit of acceleration coming down through there. They straighten up. They've got time to see someone down at the existing ingress to the bottle shop. But once you get to Riverview Avenue, there's not a lot of time. So if you consider these sorts of things, because you're going to have traffic turning into Riverview Avenue, cars coming around that corner at a fair rate, and they do come at a fair rate of knots. Well, I know Canterbury's got to live and all the rest of it, but you know, have you taken this into consideration? You've said you've done a traffic impact, so how big's this impact study done and where are we at with it?
It's through you, Madam Mayor. So, as part of the application, GHD undertook a traffic impact assessment, and that assessment looked at all those scenarios about site distances, made sure the adequate clearance site distances are all met, and that was looked at by our engineering department, and I'm happy with that.
Carry on, Madam.
Thank you, Alderman Matthews.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, look, I will be supporting the recommendation. I do see what Alderman Goodwin is saying. It's a very high volume traffic area, and I'm not sure what the accident record is there.
None minus.
No, but hopefully there won't be in the future as well. Relative to the traffic situation there, is it 60 kilometres through you?
Yeah.
60 kilometres an hour. Is there any benefit in possibly looking at a reduction in the speed limit through there, perhaps to 50, or even an entry into Riverview Avenue at a lower speed? Is that a possibility?
Through you, Madam Chair, that would be a matter for the council traffic engineers rather than probably for this process. I'm not sure whether they look at that. They certainly looked at and assessed the independent traffic impact study that we got, and we rely on them to give us that expertise because we don't actually have it in the planning team. But certainly that's something we could, I'm happy to take up with the engineers, but explain the fact that
Yeah, I think that's a really important thing, because we certainly don't want to have it. I think it's a great thing. It's going to certainly be a positive as far as I'm concerned. I'll be voting for it, so that's really nothing more to add. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions, Alderman Jarman?
Thank you for that.
You know.
Where the existing driveway that they're closing off in this plan, the current one that comes off Carlton into there, if we did have a problem with River View as being the entry, we could go back to the drawing board and ask them to look into that, because they haven't got anything built there. Or are they planning on doing an extension to the Argosy that was in the paper and, you know, if the pokies are allowed to go ahead, they're going to go ahead and do the big Argosy redevelopment. Are they hoping to use that driveway? Is this why they're moving kind of everything across to make some room to do a development? Is that the reason, do you think?
Through you, Madam Chair. No, that certainly doesn't feature in their application.
No.
What they're doing is they're extending the existing bottle shop.
Yes.
And the reason they're coming in from the New Avenue is they're providing a flow through. I think there's three lanes of traffic will go through, and one will be like that normal bottle shop, one will be a browsing lane and a self-service lane, etc., etc.
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason they want it in one way and out the other way. And the traffic impact study actually said that would be a benefit, but I take on board what's been said, and was happy to have that discussion about speed limits with the traffic engineers.
Oh, that would be good. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Perry?
I take on board whatever you said, but what we're actually doing with the plan in front of us, or what they've proposed, is the ingress is for the entrance to the property is now taken away from Charles Street, which actually eliminates one traffic movement into the property. So the traffic heading north and wanting to turn right across traffic might move to do that in the future.
You're still doing that when you turn up River Avenue.
Just on altering the speed limit, I think that's something council may wish to do that, but ultimately decided by the state government or part of the state government.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Just
any other comments?
Question.
Yes.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Just in relation to it, is there any train of thought in the widening of River Avenue, because you're going to get cars coming up there to turn right into this ingress? So then you've got traffic also that live up behind there, and you've got traffic coming down the road. It's only, as it sits at the moment, is only two vehicles wide. There's not enough room for someone to park in the middle of the road, someone to go up the inside, and someone to come down the other way. Some of it's basically, it's not as wide as Tartan Street. Have we looked at those sorts of things?
Well, it's a state road, so it wouldn't be.
No, but River Avenue wouldn't be a state road.
No, well, I'm not, sorry, the main section where you talk about traffic will be.
Yeah, but I'm talking River Avenue. When you got River Avenue, you're gonna go and get some grog. So you turn right into River Avenue, you'll go up, then you'll turn right again to go into the bottle shop. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. You've got people that live up behind there will be coming down, right? And also people that live behind there will be coming up if it's around say 5 o'clock. So how do you get around that when the person's going to turn right into the bottle shop, it's going to be pulled in the middle of the road. There'll be very little room. You'll get, if he's over far enough, the one coming down won't have enough room to get through, and the one going up won't have enough room to get through.
Well, it certainly hasn't been considered as part of this application, because we assess what was given to us. And beyond my expertise on road widening, that would be a matter for the engineering department to look at.
Guess the other comment, the only comment I would make, Alderman Goodwin, is that there are, what, six houses up in Riverview Avenue at the most?
I think there might be seven.
So there's probably not going to be a lot of...
No, not probably, I realise that.
But I take your point.
There's more than six, Madam Mayor, because on the left-hand side, you know, then you've got the ones on the right-hand side.
14.
Yeah, there's not a lot of traffic, I know, but it's these issues and all.
Understand what you're saying. Did you want to close the debate?
Yeah, consider closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Thank you.
down the line, but anyway.
I think that's all we have. Our meeting comes at 5:25.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. We'll move into our next meeting in 5 minutes.